Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 238 of Heroes Unlimited. We're now beginning the major super abilities section. This section, in theory, is full of big, important superpowers, often containing suites of different sub-abilities that will give your superhero the ability to do lots of thrilling exploits in all different situations. It's their defining thing. It's the thing that makes them who they are, a major superpower. Now, some of these powers make for better podcasting than others because some of them are big and bombastic and deeply flawed and horrible, and that's great for me as a podcaster because I can just talk about, you know, these things that are obviously dumb, as so often happens in Heroes Unlimited, but other times it's a little more subtle. So allow me to convey to you what is wrong with adapt to environment by means of an extended hypothetical situation, a parable, if you will, of a superhero team that we shall call Adapto-Man and his amazing dead friends. Adapto-Man, born with the strange power to adapt to his environment wherever he goes. His body changes in strange and amazing ways to make sure that he can survive and even thrive in even the harshest environments. This power, adapt to environment, enables him to engage in many amazing exploits, along with his super friends. His poor, poor super friends. This power, adapt to environment, was written by Aaron Oliver and Kevin Sambita. Like some of the other powers in this section, it has a separate byline because it's originally by somebody else and then kind of like worked over with that Sambita magic. These bylines are a little bit interesting because you can begin to put together similarities between powers with similar contributing authors. We may have quite a bit to say about Aaron Oliver as we continue through this section, but for now, just note that there is some additional creative input on this power. And here's how it works. Here's what Adapto-Man is capable of. Number one, adapt to air/atmosphere. Quote, this power enables the character to breathe in any atmosphere, including those that would be toxic and deadly to normal humans. So, you're Adapto-Man. You're hanging out with your amazing friends when suddenly you are abducted by aliens and teleported to a distant planet with an all-methane atmosphere. Never fear, you are Adapto-Man. You'll be just fine. Well, I say just fine. What will actually happen is, quote, for the initial 1d6 minutes, he coughs and chokes, reduce all combat bonuses, melee actions, and skill performance by 50%, and finally passes out. So you cough and choke for a handful of minutes, and then you fall unconscious in this new methane atmosphere. However, after that, you'll be fine after the coma. Quote, he will remain in a coma-like sleep for 1d4 hours while his metabolism reacts and adapts to the alien and otherwise deadly atmosphere. When he awakens, he will be able to breathe the new atmosphere without difficulty. So when you're transported by your deadly foes to the distant planet with the all-methane atmosphere, you will lose most of your combat bonuses. You will choke. You will suffocate, pass out after a few minutes. Then you're going to be in a lifeless coma for like up to 4 hours, 1 to 4 hours, during which time, hopefully, your foes will have the respect for the legend of Adapto-Man not to like shoot you or stab you. Then after, you know, on average, about 2.5 hours of combined time of coughing and suffocating and coma, finally, you will sit up, gasp, and be fine. Well, I say fine. Your friends will all be dead. Adapto-Man and his amazing dead friends, it's clear who's the star of the show, because whenever you get transported to an all-methane atmosphere, Adapto-Man comes out smelling like a rose after several hours of being in a coma state. But his amazing dead friends are not so lucky. They are all dead. This is the fundamental problem with Adapto-Man. This power is just not really a team-friendly power. And it combines that fatal flaw with another terrible flaw, which is that it's one of those powers that is just asking for it from the GM. Being transported into like the middle of an alien city with toxic, unbreathable air and no breathing apparatus is a thing a GM would never do to you unless you had this power. Because you would just die. There would be nothing you could do. It wouldn't be fun, right? Like, unless the GM is deliberately trying to kill off the entire group and end the campaign, which, you know, would be understandable since this is Heroes Unlimited, but still kind of a shithead move. The GM is only going to pull this out because they know that you're going to pass out and be in a coma, and then be fine, except for your dead friends. But you have additional powers too. If the GM doesn't want to pull out all the stops, there are other things that might befall Adaptoman that allow him to show off his amazing tragic powers. Subpower number two, semi-impervious to toxic gases. With a term like semi-impervious right at the front, you know it's going to be good. Quote, the character is effectively impervious to poisonous gases, smoke, and deadly pollution in the air. Not that they don't have some negative effect on him. So, effectively impervious. I mean, they still hurt, and they still fuck you up. But you'll live to hurt again another day. Don't worry, Adaptoman. Quote, exposure to the toxic gas slash smoke slash polluted air causes the character to cough and have difficulty breathing for the entire period he is exposed to the foul air. During that period, reduce all combat bonuses, melee actions, and skill performance by 50%, but he can continue to function on an impaired level without physical injury or any other effects, i.e., sleeping gas will not put the character to sleep, poison does no damage, etc. So here's the thing. Reducing all combat bonuses, reducing attacks per melee, and reducing all skill performance by half pretty well fucks your character over. It's the bleeder all over again. You're still up and fighting, but you're at, you know, generously 50% effectiveness. You're coughing and hacking, you can barely breathe, and this happens to you right away. It's not so much that you're impervious to poison gas, it's more like you're allergic to poison gas. Because keep in mind, let's say you were hit by, like, sleeping gas. You and your amazing friends were out on the trail of some crime, you get jumped by the perpetrators, hit with sleeping gas. The rest of them have, like, a certain length of time, right? Like, maybe a couple of minutes before they are knocked out. So they get to fight back for a few minutes, and then they're going to get dizzy and they're going to fall over, the way that sleeping gas normally works in comic books and cartoons and things. Not you. As soon as that sleeping gas hits, everybody else is still fighting, but you immediately start wheezing and coughing and crying. Like when you're on a road trip and you pass into like the pollen death zone, and maybe you don't even notice the road sign, but when somebody in the car starts weeping and they get all puffy, you can tell that you've, you know, sentenced them to many miles of misery. That's immediately what happens as soon as anybody tries to gas Adaptoman and his amazing friends. Now, he won't fall asleep in a few minutes. He'll remain up, albeit at minimum effectiveness. So there may be some utility here. I mean, it's apples and oranges. Is it better to be able to fight for a couple of minutes at full effectiveness before you pass out? Or is it better if you never pass out, but you immediately start taking crushing penalties? I don't know. What I can tell you is that if this isn't sleeping gas, you're probably worse off being semi-impervious, frankly, than you would be just taking the hit. Many kinds of like gas and poisons and stuff, like let's say the stage magician's stink bomb, its effects are not as bad as this. So if the whole group gets attacked by an evil magician, you know, you are set upon by the fantastic Stinko, he throws a fistful of stink bombs and then starts whacking you on the head with goblin dust bags. That shit sucks for your amazing friends, but it sucks for you because you're allergic to poison gas. So you're going to start taking these penalties. You're immune to stink, but instead of the effects of stink, you take the effects of being quote-unquote semi-impervious, which are worse. I gotta say, though, in this power's defense, where it really pays off is when you're hit by straight-up lethal poison gas. Like, I'm talking colorless, odorless, breathe this for 1 minute, drop dead gas. In that scenario, the rest of his amazing friends will die, for sure, but Adaptoman, he lives on. That's his heroic motto. Adaptoman, sigh, lives on. If only I were semi-impervious to regret, the most poison gas of all. The third subpower is the only one that's pretty cool, and it allows you to adapt to physical environments in a more tangible way. For example, you can adapt to an arboreal environment. This allows you to make your feet prehensile, which is great. And you get a bonus to climb and acrobatics, and you can jump really far. These are like monkey powers. So that's cool. Do you need to be in an arboreal environment to use these powers? It's not totally clear. But certainly they're consciously activated because you can only maintain them for a certain length of time, and you can only do one at a time. So it's not like whenever you want to jump, you can just activate monkey powers and go for it. You can only maintain monkey powers for an hour at first level, one additional hour per level. And you got to choose between monkey powers and one of your other adaptive power sets. Like, there's one for cold environments, where you can operate in freezing cold temperatures with no drawback. Similarly, there's one for extreme heat, where you're fine with like low water consumption, you don't get heat stroke, etc., etc. There's even one, and this one does not bode well for your amazing friends, for disease slash plague conditions. Quote, the super being can increase his natural resistance to and recovery from disease, bacteria, viruses, etc. The character is 5 times more resistant to disease than the average human, +5 to save versus disease, and should he catch it, the disease is never fatal, and the effects, penalties, damage, and duration are half normal. Yes, you heard that right. Should he catch it? Back to this semi-impervious bullshit. If there's a fatal plague sweeping the world, it's not that you're immune to it. You can totally catch it. And you can even suffer its effects, which means you can carry it and transmit it to your amazing friends. But when you all collapse in a horrible heap of vomit under the weight of the pain, under the weight of like the blisters and the dehydration, you'll all fall in a pile together, but only Adaptoman will rise again. Because however much disease fucks him up, however much he spreads it to his amazing friends, he'll always live. He may suffer, but he will live. Never fear, Adaptoman. One day you will rise again, return to the Adapto Cave, and construct yet another batch of statues to your fallen comrades, your amazing dead friends. You will always live on to carry their memories, although you may run out of cave space. But barring that, their legacies are secure. And then there's a bunch of others. You can adapt to being underwater, so you can breathe underwater. You can even adapt to being in a vacuum, although you're not very good at this. You put yourself into a stasis state where you're immobile and the air in your lungs is preserved, which do not take Heroes Unlimited's vacuum survival tips, kids. You can only do this for 5 minutes per level, and you can't do anything, even think, while you're in stasis. So this power is only useful if, for example, you get sucked out of an airlock and you know you're about to get sucked out of an airlock. So you're like, okay, let me go into stasis and let me just drift here in one of the comas I love so dearly. And, you know, assuming I'm 6th level, I'll float here for like a half hour, unable to think or move in the vacuum of space, and then die. And hopefully, sometime in that time period, my amazing friends will discover that I'm floating in the fucking vacuum and, you know, get out the space lasso and bring me back into the ship. Although if I were your amazing friends, honestly, I'd be considering whether I want this guy around. A real fucking Jonah is what you are, because you may notice that all these things that the GM is going to have to inflict on you to make your power work, like sub-zero temperatures, extreme heat with lack of water, an unbreathable alien atmosphere, poison gas that kills you, lethal radiation, being underwater with no breathing apparatus, all these things will kill your whole fucking team. And your powers don't extend to or like help your friends in any way. Here's the thing. We're going to see it's a trend with the powers co-penned by Aaron Oliver that they're really cool ideas. They would actually be very fun for comic book characters, but they're not always fully thought out in terms of how they'll work in play. And the problem with Adaptoman is that he's blown one of his major power slots on a power that is almost never going to be useful outside of a scenario that will kill the rest of the group. And that's the dumbest thing on this page. And for God's sake, let this dude be impervious to things rather than semi-impervious. Like hours of coma because you're in an unbreathable alien atmosphere? Fuck right off. How many times in your gaming career are you going to be transported to the atmosphere of a planet? It's unbreathable, toxic. This is like a once in a lifetime, a once in a campaign event. It's the one thing your character is good at. And you got to sit there in a coma surrounded by your enemies for hours before you can wake up? Just let this poor dude breathe. Take it easy on Adaptoman. All his friends are dead. Join me next time as we move on from this rather subtle superpower to one of the most over-the-top and 90s powers of Heroes Unlimited on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.